Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Afnun Tes. We are starting Nun Ches Amud Beis about three lines off at the bottom with the words Kol Dar Roshaya Mavchil and in Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's near the end of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the previous Gemara we spoke about Chayresh plowing, which was the first Av Melacha mentioned in our Mishnah. Now we move on to discuss other ones. The Gemara tells us Kol Dar Roshaya Mavchil Saperi, anything which is going to help the fruit, that which is growing, grow better. It's going to help it ripen. Chayv Mishum Zareya, a person's Chayv for Zareya for planting. That all fits under the category of planting. And here we have a number of different examples. Hanoitea, one who plants a tree. Hamavrich, one who bends the vine into the ground so it takes root and becomes its own vine. Hamarkiv, one who grafts onto a different tree. Hamakarsim, one who trims dry branches so the fruit can grow better. Hamazarid, one who thins out fresh branches just because there's too many. Hamafasa, one who removes unnecessary things from the tree. Hamazahim, one who puts on pesticides. Hamafarik, one who removes rocks from around the base. Nuntan Samad Alpha on top. Hamaavik, one who covers exposed roots with dirt. Hamaashain, one who places smoke underneath the tree to get the worms out. Hamatalea, one who physically takes the worms off. Hakoitea, that's the proper gearsaw, one who clears away all the extra leaves from the tree. Hasach, one who smears oil on the figs as they ripen. It helps them grow juicier. Vamashka, one who waters. Vamenakev, one who makes holes in figs as they ripen and fills them with oil. That helps them ripen faster. Vaisabatim, one who builds little houses or some sort of compartment to protect the fruit. Vacholdavashul havchal saperi, anything that helps the fruit grow, it helps it improve. Chai mishum zarea, he's chai for zarea. Now, Rabbi Zaira quotes Rav Chiya bar Ashi, who says, "B'shem kahano, hanoteya b'shabbos chai mishum zarea. One who plants a tree on Shabbos is chai for zarea. Noteya just refers to a tree, and zarea is with seeds, so it's basically the same thing. If a person plants a sapling on Shabbos, he's chai for zarea. Rabbi Zaira Amar, Rabbi Zaira himself says, "Hazoymer kenoteya. The one who trims branches, one who prunes, that's like noteya. It's like planting a tree. And so it seems to be over here that we have machloikas kahano and Rabbi Zaira. Rabbi Zaira says that planting a tree is chai because of zarea, but doesn't say anything about zoymer. And Rabbi Zaira is saying that zoymer pruning is like noitea. So I think Mara tells us, and pay attention to the girsa change, nota v'zomar b'shvias, one who plants a tree and one who trims a tree on shmita, al daite de kahano chayv shtaim. According to kahano, he's chayv two separate isurim. Because according to kahano, noitea falls under zoyrea, and zoymer on shvias is its own isur, so therefore a person is going to be chayv two separate isurim, whereas al daite de Rabbi Zaira, according to Rabbi Zaira, and chayv al achas, he's only chayv one. Because according to Rabbi Zaira, the zoymer and the tia are the same, so when he's zoymer and he's noitea, he's only chayv for one isra on shmita, not two. However, now the Gemara asks him, pay attention to the girsa change. Klum amar Reb Zaira, ella shema hanoteya kezoimer. Did Reb Zaira say the noteya is like zoimer, and therefore is only to be chayv one? He didn't say the noteya is like zoimer. He actually said the opposite, that zoimer is like noteya. Therefore, zoimer on Shabbos is chayv because of zriya, because again, zoimer is noteya and noteya is zriya. V'lama hanoteya kezoimer. And actually, noteya on shmita is chayv because of zareya, not zoimer. Why is that? Because that kol bechlal zriya haisa, that's the proper girsa. Really everything, meaning noteya and zoymer, are all part of the same lav, as we see by Shabbos. And v'yotza zmira lahachmer alatzma, the lav zoymer was singled out to be machmer on itself, meaning specifically by shmita, we see that zoymer was singled out, and that's to teach that zri and zmira are two separate lavim. And v'nation yotza zmira lahachmer alatzma at part mishum zareya, just because zmira in regards to shmita was singled out in order to be machmer, that it's its own separate lav, you're not pater somebody from zareya because of this? Because they're going to say they all fit under the same lav? That doesn't make sense. And therefore, havaloi shanya, there's really no difference. Not of zara b'shvias, that's proper girsa. If a person plants a tree and trims one on shvias, bein al dat reb kahano, bein al dat reb zaira, chayv shtaim, whether korn trim kahano or even a korn trim zaira, he's going to be chayv two different lavim. So that was the lav of zareya. Moving on to explain the Mishnah of hakaitzer, one who harvests, one who reaps, he cuts from the ground. Tani reb chir, reb chir tani b'raisa, hakaitzer, one who cuts grain. Habaitzer, one who harvests grapes. Hamaisik, one who harvests olives. Hagaider, one who picks dates. Hatoilish, one who picks regular fruit. Va'ayra, one who picks figs. Kulan mishum kaitzer, all that fits under the lav of kaitzer. Now we're going to see how a person can be either multiple lavim for one thing. Ahin de gazaz svay gumi krulin, somebody cuts down this type of plant. When it's cut, it grows back pretty quickly. Chay mishum kaitzer umishum neteya. He's chay for kaitzer because he cut it, he harvested it, and he's also chay for neteya because by cutting it, it helps it grow quicker. So in that one act of cutting, he's chay for two things. Similarly, ahin de gazaz kuzbar, somebody who cuts coriander, karsin, leek, karpas, celery, gargar, which is rocket, some sort of plant that grows, chiksimoin, and beshumim, or nana, mint, chai mishum kaitzer, umishum zareya, it's the same thing, he's chai for kaitzer and zareya. Now Rabbi Yossi Rabbon says, b'shem b'shem elokesh, hanoisin atzitz nokov, agabe atzitz nokov, if a person takes a perforated flower pot, and he picks it up off the ground and places it on another perforated flower pot, chai v'la mishum kaitzer, umishum zareya, he's chai for kaitzer and zareya. When he first picks up the flower pot off the ground, that's kaitzer, because he's basically detaching it from its source of nourishment, and is detaching it because, again, it has a hole in it, it has perforations, and therefore it's considered like it's attached to the ground, even though it's a flower flower pot, and when he puts it on top of another perforated flower pot, that's like replanting it in the ground, because now it draws nourishment through its holes. Another member, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, says, B'shem Rishem Elokesh, HaKoytzitz Karas Shikma, someone who cuts beams from a sycamore tree, Chayv Olam Yishim Shalosh, he's Chayv for three different lavim. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, he explains, V'loy Pligin, there's not twice to each other, HaKoytzitz HaChayv Mishum Koytzer Mishum Zereah, one who cuts it is Chayv for Koytzer and Zereah, Koytzer because he needs it, Zereah because he's helping the sycamore tree improve by being able to grow bigger, stronger branches, and Hamoicha by smoothing it out, meaning when he cuts it, he smooths it out, Chayv Mishum Makav Patish, he's Chayv for Makav Patish. That's like a final malacha. Another din, Rabban de Kisar and Armin, they say, Hadain de Tzayed Kavro, when he traps fish, he basically goes fishing, V'chol Davar Shatam Avdil Mechiyusoy, or anything that one separates from its life source, Chayv Mishum Koytzer, he's Chayv for Koytzer. Moving on to the next malacha of the Mishnah, Vama'amer, one who gathers. Now the main malacha of Ma'amer is one who gathers bundles where they grow. So this is after a person harvested their wheat and they put it into bundles, but they're still in the field, and then he gathers all those bundles. That's a classic malach of Ma'amer. So Shmuel bar Sisra Toi Boi, he asks the following, Toldos Imur Ezehu, what are toldos of Imur? What's a told of Ma'amer? And Rabbi Yossi says, Ashamis Tam Mind Reb Shimon, B'shem Rabacha, I heard a reason from Reb Shimon the name Rabacha, but V'lasana Yoda Ma'ashamis, I don't remember what I heard. And Mike Kedon asked the Gemara, so what is it? What's a told of Ma'amer? Here's an example, Hain the Kasas Iris, Sarin, Chalika, Chai Mishum Dosh. Somebody who cuts up or crushes rice or barley into Chalika, which is like thick pieces, so he's Chai for Dosh that's threshing. However, Hain the Shatach Tzolin Simukin, somebody who spreads out figs or raisins or mesusla buklata, which is some sort of food as well, and then he gathers it all together, Chai Mishum Ma'amer, he's Chai for Ma'amer, because it was normal to spread these things out to dry, and when he gathers them in, it's like gathering something in from the place where it grows, or from the place where it's processed. And similar says the Gemara, Nun Tesson Bez on top, Kol Shu Nagea Ba'echel, Chai Mishum Ma'amer. Anytime he's gathering food together, and one piece of food touches the other, that's considered Ma'amer. Now, B'klipa Mishum Dosh, anything that has to do with removing some sort of peel or klipa shell of a food, is Chai for Dosh, which is threshing. And Hada Itza, this woman, Kan Ma'arva B'chitaya, when she mushes around wheat kernels, she moves them from here to there, Mishum Marakta, she's Chai for sifting, because that gets all the big pieces away. Kan Mefar Chai B'reshaya, when she crushes the top of it, Mishum Dosha, she's either because of Dosh of threshing, because that takes off the outer shell, if you will. Kach Mitbra B'tzidaya, when she breaks the side of the kernel, Mishum Bereres, she's Chai for Bayer. Kan Misfaya, when she continues crushing the wheat kernel, Mishum Techenes, she's either for grinding. And Kan Minafaya, when she sifts it, Mishum Zaira, she's Chai for winnowing. And Gam Malachta, when she finishes all of her Malacha, Mishum Makapatesh, she's Chai for Makapatesh. On to working with another thing that one could be over multiple Malachas for, Hain Kitnaya, when one's working with flax, but Kupna, when they strike the flax strands with a hoe, Mishum Dosh, they're over for threshing, because that basically separates the flax from the shell or from the branch that's being housed in. Bimaruva, when he strikes it with a stick, Mishum Toichen, that's over for grinding. Bafastiso, when he strikes it with this type of kli, Mishum Zaira is Chai for winnowing. Bechaf, Mishum Bayrer, when he rubs it with his palm, he's Chai for Bayrer. Kan Mefalag, when he separates the different strands, Mishum Menapes, he's Chai for combing. Kamatash, when he plucks it, Mishum Achatech, he's Chai for cutting. And Gar Malachtoi, when he finishes the Malacha, Mishum Makapatesh, he's Chai for Makapatesh. On to working with something else, and the Malachas one could be either. Hahein de Shachak Tuma, when one is crushing garlic. Kan Mefarach Bereshaya, when he crushes the top, Mishum Dosh, he's Chai for threshing. Kan Mivchar Beklub Haisa, when he takes the cloves out of the peel, Mishum Bayer is Chai for Bayer. Kad Shachak Bemeduchta, when he crushes it with a medaicha, with a mortar, Mishum Teichen is Chai for grinding. Kad Yoiv Mashkin, when he puts water in it, Mishum Lash is Chai for Lash for kneading. Gemar Malachton, when he finishes this, Mishum Makapatish is Chai for Makapatish. Onto something similar, Hahin Sikura, which is some sort of plant that's used for dyeing. Kan Mivchar Begrari Beklufisai, that's the proper girsa, when he takes them out of their shell or their peel, Mishum Bayer is Chai for Bayer. Kan Mechato Mergazaya, when he cuts it with his tool, Mishum Dosh, he's Chai for threshing. Kad Shachak Mdechte, when he crushes it with a mortar, Mishum Teichen is Chai for grinding. Kad Yav Mashkin, when he pours liquid, Mishum Lash is Chai for kneading. Kan Mshakea Ba'antrin, when he places it in a mold, that's evidently what was done with this. Mishum Baine is Chai for building, because putting it into the mold is like building something. Kan Mkatea Beguma, when he takes it out of the hole, meaning when he takes it out of the mold, Mishum Mechatech is Chai for cutting. And Gar Malachte, once he finishes, Mishum Makapatesh, he's Chai for Makapatesh. On to another din, we brought this up in the previous daf as well. Rav Chia says, B'shem B'yechanan, Dagim Shesachdan, if a person squeezed fish, Im L'gufan, Pater. If he was doing it because he wanted the fish itself, so he's Pater. But if he's doing so to get the brine out, so then he's chayev. Now Rav Amar, that's the proper girsa, kvashim shesachton, if a person took pickled vegetables, as when you take raw vegetables and you pickle them in some sort of brine, and he squeezed them, im lgufan mutter. If he's squeezing them to be able to eat them, so it's mutter, vimlimehen, usser. But if you wanted the juice, it's usser, because again, he's squeezing. That's chita, which is a toldav mefarik, which comes from dash. However, according to Rav, shlokos, cooked vegetables, bein lgufan, bein lmehen, mutter, that's the proper girsa, whether he squeezes them because he wants to eat them, or he wants the juice, it's mutter, because the juice of cooked vegetables is considered oichel in and of itself, and therefore it's oichel mitoich oichel, so there's no problem. Now Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, echad kvashim v'echad shlakos, whether we're talking about pickled vegetables or cooked vegetables, bein legufan, bein lemayan, whether he's squeezing them because he wants to eat them or he wants the liquid, usser, it's usser. Now Amar Chizkiya v'Chizkiya says, hadad Rav, pligal Rabbi Yechanan. This member of Rav regarding squeezing vegetables is not like Rabbi Yechanan regarding squeezing fish. Over Amar Rav Mana, Lama, Rav Mana asked him, why is that? It seems to be they're actually saying the same exact thing. If you're squeezing this thing, either fish or vegetables, for it itself, it's no problem. But if you're doing it to get the juice out, then it is a problem. So why are you saying that Rav is not like Rabbi Yechanan? They actually seem to be saying the exact same thing. And the answer is, Dahein Amar Asru Mutter. Rav says that it's either Asr or Mutter, meaning it's Asr if you're doing it for the juice, but it's Mutter if you're doing it for the guf itself. You want to eat the vegetable. Whereas Dahein Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, Chayiv u Pater. You're Chayiv if you do it for the juice, and you're Pater if you do it for the fish. And since they use different Lashinus, we see the whole different things. Rav says it's Asr, but you're not going to be Chayiv a carbon, and Mutter means 100% Melchatchilo Mutter to do it. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan on the Chomer side says that you're Chayiv, meaning you're going to bring a carbon, and even on the Kula side, Rabbi Yechanan only says Pater, but he doesn't say that Melchatchilo it's Mutter to do. So actually, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan do not hold the same thing. On something similar, Amar Rav Bar Mamal, he tells us, Batzel Shariskai, an onion that he crushed, Im Litain Tam, Asr. If he was doing so to make it tastier, then it's Asr, because it's like Metakein, it's like he's fixing it up. Whereas Im Lahitzi Sarfai, Mutter. If he just wants to get at the sharpness, so then it's Mutter. Now, one more din regarding this, which is really the first of five memras from Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Huna. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Zeir says, B'Shem Rav Huna, so now in a radish, Tamin the Melach, he could put it into salt, Uvach Lo Yisha, as long as he doesn't have it sit there for too long. If it sits there for too long, so then it's like the Melach of Ma'abed, it's like tanning hides, but if he just wants to dip it into salt or leave it there for a little bit, then that's perfectly fine. And the reason why this is brought now is because the onion din that we just learned in the line prior, that if he's doing it for a tam, it's asr because of metakein, but if he's doing it lahitzi sarfa, then it's mutter. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the other members of Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Huna. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.